views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is 7:05 in the morning, and our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. My goodness, can it be June 27th there, Bad Bob?
Where did the month, we're halfway through the year.
It's 27th, June 27th?
One halfway through the year.
Oh my gosh.
Half of 2012 gone. Halfway to the apocalypse.
Oh my gosh.
The zombie asteroid earth-shattering thing.
We need to talk about zombies someday, because zombies, this thing has really gotten big. You know, I mean, you got zombie targets, you got zombie parties, you got zombie everything. I mean, it's like zombies. I mean, zombies aren't real, are they? Tell me they're not.
I don't know. Drive down California Street about 2 o'clock in the morning some Saturday and tell me.
We're going to be addressing that today. We're going to be addressing the zombies of Redding, River City zombies. And there's going to be a lot of that. Before we get started there, Bad Bob, Linda's on, since Linda is on assignment, what is the weather today?
Well, we're looking at a pretty good day. Still not very typical for July. Abundant sunshine right now. A high of 93. That's pretty close to normal. Low tonight of 64, but as we take an extended outlook, temperatures are going to drop back below normal by the time we get to 4th of July. It's going to be looking not too terribly bad. Right now in Redding, we are looking at about 59 degrees, and the report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards going to have music and great food, great ambiance out there this weekend. You need to give them a call, 474-5546. Of course, tomorrow night's pizza night, and I can just tell you from experience that it is a great pizza, handmade, made in a wood-fired oven. You can't beat the taste. And you do the Anselmo special. It's got homemade meatballs on it that is just outstanding. Okay, Anselmo Vineyards. Now, what are we going to do today? After we talk to our buddies down at Wells Fargo, we've got commentary on illegal aliens. We've got commentary on the EPA, Stockton, Neighborhood Watch, Internet Streaming, and homeless camp. We need to talk about all those as soon as, Bob, does these things with his buttons there. And then we've got Homeland coming in, the directors for Homeland, which is a super patriotic show. It's a great musical, and it's going to be down at the Cascade Theater this week. And then Brian Popke, we're going to be talking to the assistant district attorney at the 8 o'clock hour. We want to talk about, of course, realignment. We want to talk about what he's seeing there. How many court cases are they going to get overrun with that? The facts with the catch and release program we have here, not just for fish, but for bad guys, what that does to them, the whole shooting match. So we've got a full day today. And we're going to start that out with Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo Advisors.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 75 points at 12,609. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 9 at 1329, and the NASDAQ is positive 21 at 2875. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 4 cents at $7.65 and General Electric up 14 cents at $19.94. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lower prices for the 10-year Treasury bond, bringing that yield to 1.63%. And going back to stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 9 cents at $15.19, and Bank of Commerce is down 3 cents at $3.96. Now jumping back over to the commodity markets, we're finding gold down $9.20 at $15.65.70, silver down 27 cents at $26.82, and crude oil up 29 cents at $79.65. That's the market for now. This Services Financial Advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Kathy Lathrop Cummings and Josh Wiley and Susan and Chris are the people to go to down at Park Marina Drive, Wells Fargo Advisors, to talk about what stocks you should be buying, how what kind of investments you should be making. They give you great advice, and they are the prognosticators of what is happening on Wall Street. If anybody can be, they can do it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a couple of things to talk about. We're also going to be bringing in somebody from the Salvation Army, talk about the latest with them. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 7:10 in the morning, June the 27th.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement, the change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 7:15 in the morning, June the 27th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. Is that the right temperature?
Yes, just like came from my lips, 59 degrees.
Oh, well, you know, it's been 59 written on the wall for 4 days. I was just surprised.
No, that is, in fact, the correct temperature.
Did you write it today? That's the question.
I think my predecessor.
Did you write it yesterday?
I think my predecessor
did you write
in this
it yesterday?
Time slot.
How about the day before? You weren't here the day before, so you can't say that, Bad Bob.
Do your radio show, sir.
Okay, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Linda's not here. You're no longer protected, you Navy. Okay. I found a great blog, my friends. It's called the Duffel Blog. I don't know if you've ever read that. Look it up there, Bad Bob, because somebody sent me an email yesterday that said due to a PowerPoint mistake in a briefing, the war in Afghanistan is now over and declared a victory. And then the other one was that the U.S. Air Force has been declared unconstitutional. And so I get these things. And I'm reading about the U.S. Air Force. I'm reading down through it, and I'm going, nah. And then, you would get into it. Then you realize that this is such an irreverent blog that just hits everybody. I mean, it goes after officers, enlisted, gay, straight, you name it, movie stars, the USS Jane Fonda. Whoa. It's causing a little consternation. Oh, yeah. But this is called the Duffel Blog, and I've got it in my Time Under the Helmet. I was going to put it out, but there is some profanity in it, but it's not, over-the-top profanity. And if you've got a sense of humor, this is it. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it gets everything. Lance Corporal convinces commander's wife to leave him and marry, to leave the commander and marry the Lance Corporal. That was funny, too. Anyway, speaking of humor, I'm past that. I do have, though, the Salvation Army, a representative from the Salvation Army, Mr. Paul Poling, and we're talking about a fundraiser y'all are getting ready to have for the local... Thin Kids to Camp. Bad Bob just opened up the Duffel Blog, and he's rolling around on the floor. I swear that, this is, it's duffelblog.com. All right, I'm sorry, Paul.
Yeah, that's great.
Let's get back to seriousness here.
Well, before we get to seriousness, my grandson just he graduated from college, and he's going into the Marine Corps.
Hoorah!
And I used Carl's name, and he used it, and now he's got to wait before he can get in. They've got a program now where they're filled up, so now he's got
to
wait.
So they had to wait after you mentioned my name?
All because I mentioned Carl's name.
Oh, wow. What's happening is that they do have waiting lists.
Oh.
And depending on what kind of, if he's getting like an aviation guarantee or something like that.
Now, this is he just wants to be a grunt and go in as a second lieutenant.
There you go.
Graduated 3 years from Virginia Tech. And
you got to let him in right away.
Yeah.
Well, that's where it is, though. I mean, they've just got, they're backed up. The Obama administration is already cutting 25,000 out of the Marine Corps. That things are going to get tighter. But you always need second lieutenants. Second lieutenant's life expectancy in a firefight is like, 15 seconds? Anyway, don't tell him that. By the time he gets in and gets out of there, I'm sure Obama will manage to get us into Iran right before the election. We'll get into a big firefight someplace else right before the election so we can reelect him. Anyway, let's talk about the golf tournament and the fundraiser.
And my buddy Dick Fighton just walked in. The late Dick Fighton.
He was almost late. Last year. He's almost late.
Well, I'm here to talk about our golf tournament that is on July 20th, and it's going to be at Riverview Country Club. We're trying to send kids to camp. Last year we sent over 50 kids to camp. They're kids that probably don't even get out of the city a lot of the time. But it's a great cause. If you would like to participate, we've had some great sponsors so far. Lithia Toyota has donated $2,500 as a platinum sponsor. And Toyota Motors in the U.S. said this looks like such a great cause. They matched it. So we were able to get $5,000 from Lithia. And not only that, they're going to sponsor a car for the hole-in-one. But this is a great cause. We need sponsors. We need tee times. And I'm going to let Dick...
And players.
And players.
And players. Hey, Dick Fighton just came in.
Hey, good morning,
I didn't
Carl.
Recognize you without a duck in your mouth.
Well, we don't want to forget Wind River, who's done some sponsorships here for several thousand dollars also.
Tell you what, Wind River is in the middle of a lot of community things. Yeah. Wind River has been a plus star community in many ways.
Yeah. So, but what we're looking for, we'd love to have you come out and play golf, a foursome for $400. at Riverview Country Club is going to be an awesome situation. Not too many people get a chance to play Riverview.
Bring extra balls.
Yeah. Sounds like Carl's been down there.
On the Special Olympics. I went down there to play in the Special Olympics, you know, Media Day. And one of the young men that was in the Special Olympics, you know, they play on each one of our teams. Well, everybody's kind of quiet on your first shot, right? Because you're shooting from the top, you know, that high tee, you know, toward the river. I mean, well, the river's off, you know. So I take it and I reach back and I really go for it. And that ball is heading straight out into the water. And everybody's kind of quiet. Nobody says anything. And then my partner says, "You hit that one in the river." And yes, and after that, every time I had a shot, "Oh, you they're hitting a river." And he was pointing it out to me the whole time.
Ah.
So, but I was okay after that.
But we also have opportunities for tee box signs for $150. And we are also looking for donations of any kind for our live auction, our silent auction, and our general raffle. So, and we're going to have an outstanding lunch afterward, after the golf tournament, up in the clubhouse dining room. Lynette's putting that all together for us. And want to thank John Manley for bringing this opportunity for us to play golf out there to the board of directors. And we want to thank the board of directors of at Riverview Country Club to open up their golf course on a Friday and let us have about 100 people out there to play golf.
Okay, we got to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about this a little bit more. Carl and Linda's on assignment, but we have Dick Fighton and Paul Poland here from the Salvation Army talking about the 5th Annual Golf Tournament and Auction sponsored by the Redding Elks Lodge, 1073. That's out to raise money for the Salvation Army. We'll be right back.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables. We're a solar power company here in Reading. And I'd followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, dennis@solarpowerissmart.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Wait a minute, there's a last part to this, right? There we go. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 7:25 in the morning, June the 27th. You know what? We're having more fun than a person should be able to have while standing erect. 530-605-4567. Standing erect means standing straight up, Bob.
I wasn't going anywhere near that, sir.
KCNR 1460, we are
streaming out there.
This portion of the show brought to you by, you know what, we need adult leadership in here. I tell you, we're like, you know the difference between the Boy Scouts and the Army is, Paul?
No, I wouldn't.
Boy Scouts have adult leadership. Okay, let's move on. And you know that the Marines are a department of the Navy? Yeah, the
men's department. Keep reminding me
of that. The men's department. Okay, let's keep moving here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. One of our favorite places to go to. Espresso Joe's. Great coffee. Great prices. Anything you want for coffee or to make coffee or those exquisite deluxe beans they have. And they sell them by the pound, not the 12 ounce bags. You get great service there. Of course, the best walk-in humidor in the state. Elastic standing, big sales going on. They'll meet or beat any price for tobacco in this city. And they do a lot for our town, Joe and Shelley. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I'm with Dick Fighton and Paul Poling, and we're talking Salvation Army. We're talking about a
golf
tournament.
Golf for kids.
Now, where's the money going to?
The money goes to send kids to camp. Last year, we sent over 50 kids to camp. And these are kids that a lot of them have never left Reading. And what we're hoping is that if we just get one kid who can, this changes his life, wouldn't that be great? And all it takes.
Where do they go to? Which camp do they go to? Do we know?
Del Rio in the Sierra Nevadas.
Oh, yeah. Really?
In Grass Valley.
Now, are these kids that are obviously they're financially challenged, obviously,
right.
Their families are.
Yeah, we're seeing like 75 to 100 people every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday for help at our social service group. And most of the kids are
coming. The Salvation Army.
Yeah, at the Salvation Army. So most of the kids are coming from those families that are coming up and to
get
use
food
our social, in our social service program. Okay. Yeah, and then keep in mind, we really would like all your donations over at the 273 store on Highway 273. We send people from our social services over there to get clothing and get their home. If a house burns out, we'll refurnish an entire home. We did that for 3 houses last year.
Okay.
So the Salvation Army is a wonderful community program. But the Golf for Kids thing, it's $100 to play a round of golf. You get lunch up in the restaurant upstairs.
In Riverview?
At Riverview. And
it's going to be a buffet. You get a cart.
Yeah, it's going to be a buffet.
You get a cart. You get it
cart
all.
Cart and golf. Right. And it's going to be shotgun at 8 o'clock Friday morning, the 20th of July.
Great.
And the other really good thing is if you don't play golf, you can purchase a raffle ticket. You can sponsor a tee. You can donate an item. And the person to call is Marie at Salvation Army, 222-2207, 222-2207, and that's Marie. Give her a call and donate something or buy a ticket.
Well, Free Fire Radio is going to be involved in this. And, in fact, you know what we may just do is we may open up that foursome for our listeners, the people that may want to go out and play with play with me on a foursome. You know, if you can play golf or if you can just drive a cart, we'll just we'll have some kind of contest for that. Okay, we're going to have you back on, and you're going to be hearing a lot more about the 5th annual golf tournament for the Salvation Army. And we'll be thanks a lot for coming in, gentlemen. And like I said, we'll have you back on again, and we're going to be doing some other things for you.
Terrific. Thanks for having us.
It's a great thing. It's a great event you're doing. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back after the news. We're going to be talking Homeland.
You can go.
Business Network. Wall Street kicks off the trading day in a sea of green following some better-than-expected news on the U.S. economy. Durable goods orders for May rose 1.1% from April, marking the first gain in 3 months. Pending home sales also rose nearly 6% last month. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 75 points. News Corp shares are also on the rise, hitting a multi-year high. Investors continue to be bullish for the conglomerate after it confirmed it's considering splitting into two publicly traded companies. News Corp's looking at a plan to separate its film and TV businesses from its slower-growing newspaper, book publishing, and education divisions. News Corp is the parent company of the Fox Business Network. And Barclays has settled charges that it attempted to manipulate and falsify reports over two benchmark interest rates. The bank agreed to pay more than $400 million to settle the charges with the U.S. Justice Department, Commodities Futures Trading Commission, as well as Great Britain. That's the largest penalty ever issued by the CFTC. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
High Stakes Bingo is back in action at Wind River Casino. Don't miss Bingo's $25,000 hot summer blowout on Friday, June 29th. Over $25,000 must go. All jackpots must go. Speed Bonanza and Pick 8. 20 regular games pay $1,199. Paper $35. PhDs $99. Play our hottest new games, Triple Tribe, Bingo, and Super Bingo, for a chance to win $10,000. Over $100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. You only have to be 18 to play. Don't like to dodge? Let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to share $2,000 in cash and a personal barbecue grill. Who says you can't win them all? It's more than just a game. It's high-stakes Indian bingo. So grab your friends and play Bingo's $25,000 hot summer blowout on Friday, June 29th. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com and check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's on assignment today, 7:35. She'll be back tomorrow. On June the 27th, it's 59 degrees out there today. It looks like a great day. Give us a call at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Before we start with Jerry Mapes, our next guest, and we start, but it's kind of appropriate. We're talking homeland patriotism and, with the 4th of July coming. On my blog, Time Under the Helmet, writing.com, my last two entries were Marines killed in Afghanistan. One was 19, one was 23. Yeah. The war is still going on, my friends. It's been going on for over a decade. Thousands of Americans have been killed and wounded. And they're coming home, and in many cases they're coming home to a system that's not supporting them. For sure, in many cases, like our VA here, they're trying, but there are cases, million cases backlogged. The state of California keeps whacking away at the programs that are set up to assist our veterans in transition, because there are many more important things, of course, than veterans, and for Governor Brown and the Democrats. And I can just say that because they're the ones in power. They're the ones that make the decision. But it's not a political thing. It's about our sons and daughters that are still going to combat. And they're still dying. And we've got the 4th of July coming up here. And so for me, the feeling that we can't forget them. We can't forget they're out there on the walls. We can't forget that on the 4th of July, when we're out there having hot dogs and watching baseball or swimming at the lake, is that they're on the walls. And one of the ways, I believe, that, to help remember and help maybe kind of like solidify those feelings is our guest right here, Jerry Mapes. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And you've got a musical, a show called?
Homeland. And this is actually our third year doing it. We thought it was going to be just a one-year thing that we would do, and after our first year and the success of it, we had people say, you got to do it again. So we did a second year, and we thought, okay, well, second year is going to be it. And then after the second year, we had people say, you got to do it again, got to do it again. And the whole idea of Homeland, the whole reason why we do Homeland is it's to remind us what our country was founded on. We honor our military, our veterans, put things in perspective and kind of bring everything back home. It's a great way to kick off the 4th of July week. And
that's right.
Kind of put our mind where it should be. So many of our holidays that we take, such as Memorial Day weekend, is kind of lost. And the reason why we do what we do, and because people have big plans and it's a time to get away, and that's all good and fine. But if we forget why we do what we do, what those holidays were meant for.
Memorial Day does not mean the beginning of summer or the end of school. It's to remember our fallen fallen heroes.
Yeah.
And Homeland, your show, mm-hmm. is kind of a salute.
Oh, absolutely.
To our veterans and to our country, though. I mean, it's not just the veterans, but it's the people that build our country and the people that have made our country strong. The heroes that are out there. And we talked about lack of heroes yesterday. On the national sense, there's many at the community level. Mm-hmm. But on the national sense, where are our heroes?
Yeah. Well, Homeland takes us all the way back to the beginning and the foundation of our country and what it was built upon and the morality and the Christian foundation that the country was built on. And it just reminds us of that. That's who we are, and hopefully it encourages people to return to some of our founding characteristics that I think we've lost through the years. So it's just a good reminder. It's a opportunity for us to come celebrate. One of the things that I love so much is we honor each branch of the military, and we have our veterans and active servicemen and women stand when they're theme song from their branch of the military is sung, and the pride that we get to see. I had an incident happen several years ago that was just really powerful to me, and it was a Vietnam veteran who served in Vietnam and saw some pretty ugly things, and then when he came home was abused and mistreated, and he had told me that that was the first time he'd ever stood up to be recognized as a veteran of the Vietnam War. And he said, for the first time, I felt pride for the service that I had given to the country because I was being honored. And to me, that was just, that spoke volumes.
And, well, it is. And, you know, Vietnam veterans were treated horribly, but I think people learned from that. They finally discovered there's a difference between those who fight the wars and those who send the people to the wars.
Right.
If you're going to protest and throw paint and spit, don't do it at the military. Yeah. Do it at the ones that send them.
Sure.
I mean, the military just goes where they're sent.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. for that to, and there was a great deal of I'm not going to say it wasn't hatred. It was, you know, people didn't want to talk about it. They were ignored. And people that were in the Vietnam conflict mm-hmm. just didn't want to talk about it either. So they assimilated back into culture immediately or right. tried to. But years afterwards, they were suffering from all types of different yeah. malaise in there, you know, post-traumatic stress, Agent Orange, all types of things.
Yeah.
And so it's taken a while. We got to take a break here. We're going to come back and finish talking with our guest, Jerry Mapes. We're going to talk about this great patriotic show that's going to be Friday at the Cascade Theater. You got two of them.
We have two of them, one at 6 and one at 8.
Okay, and that's going to be, I tell you what, we're going to be there. We want to see this and feel good, because this is a feel good kind of show.
Oh, it
right?
is. It is. You'll be on your feet.
All right, we'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Homeland is coming to the Cascade Theater on June 29th with two performances. You heard about it last year and you don't want to miss it this year. Over 130 North State musicians coming together to perform this heart-stirring patriotic musical. America, sweet land of liberty, where the residents dare to dream the dream, pay the price, and share the cost of living in the homeland. Come and celebrate our homeland. For information and tickets, call the Cascade Theater at 243-8877.
Living in the homeland.
Come and enjoy a great evening of music.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:45 in the morning, June the 27th, our last Wednesday. A week from today is the 4th of July. 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. Our guest, Jerry Mapes, and we're talking about Homeland, which we just heard on the commercial about. It's going to be this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of veterans, we just got an email, in our chat room here. One of our veterans went down to the VA, and they said to him, "Which language do you prefer?" And he looked at him, he goes, "Well, the one I've been receiving orders and, you know, papers in for the last 40 years, English." I'm not sure what's going on. I wonder how much money we could save by just printing things in English for voters.
I mean, come on.
If you're a voter, it means you're a citizen, which means you can read English because that's one of the things you have to do.
Yeah.
I don't know why we have to make it in Tagalog.
I have no idea.
Okay, let's go back to happy thoughts. All right. So 80 singers, 35-piece band,
you know,
singing from the American Revolution up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Stars and Stripes Forever. That's what we're going to kick it off with.
Great.
And it's a great song. And a lot of people don't even know that there were lyrics written to that John Philip Sousa song, but there were some. And
John Philip Sousa was the leader of the Marine Band.
You betcha. Throw that out.
United States Marine Corps Band. He was. He was, you know, head of the president's own.
Yeah.
And wrote, of course, all those great marches.
Yeah.
So there's words to that.
Yep.
And then it goes for an hour and 15 minutes of singing, and
it's a multimedia presentation too. So there's some video that's going on that kind of highlights what we're singing and saying. And
this is a great event, people. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to go on down and spend an hour and a half. How much are tickets for this?
They're $10.
$10 for tickets. Yeah. You can get the tickets at Reading Christian.
You can get them at Reading Christian Fellowship, or you can get them at the box office there at the Cascade.
Yeah. So, like I said, this is a great way to spend a Friday night before the 4th of July. You know, go down there and listen to a bunch of people that really love what they're doing.
You know, and that is kind of the cool thing for me too, is it's not just Reading Christian Fellowship. We may be the core group of musicians, but we've had musicians come up all the way from Chico to be a part of this. So it really is a group of North State musicians, and we're really blessed. I don't know if people really realize, but in the North State, we have some incredible, incredible musicians, and, it's great to get them all together. And, this is going to be our last year for Homeland. We're not sure what we're going to do next year, but, I'm sure we'll come up with something.
Maybe you can call it TSA then.
Yeah.
You got Homeland. Okay. Maybe.
Anyway.
Well, you know what? If the way things are going, I just hope we can continue to sing about great things in America next year.
I think we will.
I think so.
I don't care what people say. I think there's pride in our country, and people want.
There's a great deal of pride in our country, and I think people are upset with the fact is why is this happening? What's going on here?
Yeah.
But that's not a political thing. That's just I think people are again looking for a direction here, and that we as Americans, as we have done since the beginning of our country, and this is where you're starting, of
Absolutely.
Course, is we do persevere, we do overcome,
Absolutely.
We adapt, we overcome, we use innovation, and a lot of just knowing, a lot of confidence that we're going to be able to do it.
You know, I'm a guy who's the cup is half full. And so even when negative things are happening, I think they happen for a reason. And I think you're seeing a restoring of patriotism like we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
I think you're seeing people return to some of the foundation, core values that we have lost through the years. And we've seen people, throw aside because of personal gain and it's all about me. And I'm thinking we're beginning to see revival, even our country to go back to some of those founding principles.
There's nothing wrong with having a principle, integrity, honesty, and,
absolutely,
you know, and doing the right thing instead of looking after myself. But maybe it's a little bit more important to look out for my community and my country and do the right thing. Anyway, but you're going to get a big start on that when you go to Homeland.
You bet.
On this Friday.
You bet.
The first show is at?
First show is at 6 o'clock, and then we have a second show at 8 o'clock. And
I urge people to go to this. Okay, is there a phone number so people could call?
They can call the box office.
Okay.
I don't remember the name of the phone number, but
that's okay. Just go to the Cascade Theater, buy your tickets there, $10 a piece. It's going to be 80 singers and 35-piece band, and it's going to be a multimedia event, which you all do so well. And the last Homeland was beautiful, and I'm sure this one will be even better, because it's the last one.
It is going to be the last one.
I know. It's a lot. Takes a lot out of you all on this.
It is exhausting, but it's a lot of fun, too.
Okay. All right. Jerry Mapes from Homeland, and it's going to be, again, Friday at 6 p.m. and at 8 p.m. at the Cascade Theater. Get your tickets down there at Reading Christian Fellowship right off of Victor Avenue.
Correct.
Okay.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. I have some commentary here to catch up with. Before we have the assistant district attorney for Shasta County will be joining us at the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be right back.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
Hi, this is Bob with Flu Season Chimney Sweeps. Did you ever wonder what a chimney sweep does in the summer? At flu season, we clean and repair chimneys year-round. But in the warm weather, we also service and install evaporative coolers. Is your cooler ready for summer? Our refreshing 10-point cooler service prepares for your comfort in the fiery, blistering, sizzling days of summer ahead. Schedule your cooler service and spring chimney cleaning together and save time and money. Call Flu Season today at 221-3331.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah! We are beating our drums here. And playing and parties, I just don't want to do anything. Well, it's only Wednesday, Bad Bob. It's too early. What's the weather?
Too early yet, yes. Abundant sunshine, a high of 93. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight and a low of 64. Sunny and warm again tomorrow and a high of 94 currently. In Reading, 61 degrees. And the report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, that's right. Head on up there tomorrow night. They've got pizza Friday and Saturday, music. Give them a call at 474-5546 because I tell you what, it is great food. Tell them you want a pizza because last week when we were there, they ran out of pizzas because I think they fixed like 50 or 60 pizza doughs, and they just sold them out right away. So just call them and say, hey, look, I want to make reservations, 474-5546 for one of your pizzas. Try the Anselmo special. Hey, Justice Scalia, Obama's immigration stance boggles the mind. The president said at a news conference that the new program is the right thing to do in light of Congress's failure to pass the administration's proposed revision. Perhaps it is, and this is from Justice Scalia, though Arizona may not think so, but to say as the court does, Arizona contradicts federal law by enforcing applications of the Immigration Act that the president declines to enforce boggles the mind. You know what? I believe that. I don't understand. You know what? It is so blatant on Obama's part to do this. Because here's my questions, my friends. If they're not going to send people, they're not going to send the law enforcement after these 1 to 2 million illegal, and let's say it again, illegal immigrants that are here, they've broken the law by being here and continue to break the law. And without that, without, you know, without at least some kind of fear that they could be picked up and deported, then what's the purpose of even having laws? It's like our catch and release we have right here in our county, thanks to the state. They have no fear. They have no fear. You pick them up. They know they're going to go down there. They know that if they've just broken into your house, stolen your mother's keepsakes, and pawned them for their meth, and they get caught, guess what? They're back on the streets again. You know why? Because it's a nonviolent act. Yes, it violates you. But it's, oh, you weren't harmed, except that your mother's keepsakes were stolen by thieves, and we have no place to put them.
Flash scene on Eureka Way last night. There were a couple of individuals on the sidewalk being patted down. The cops are doing their thing. And these two guys just had these huge grins on their faces, and it looked, you know, this didn't look like two people being arrested. These were guys getting a free ride downtown and to be
maybe
back
something
on the
to
street.
Eat. Maybe yeah. Something to eat. Well, you know, like I said earlier, Representative Steve King out of Iowa figured up these facts here, is that they have 4,300 Americans were murdered by illegals every year since 2001. And another 13, that's by 12 a day, another 13 a day are killed by car accidents with drunken illegals. 4,745 a year. Do you see what's happening here? Is that we're turning our country over to the illegals because Obama wants to pander to votes instead of doing the right thing. Why didn't he say this? Okay, do your 800,000, I'm going to do it. But first, what I'm going to do is shut the border down. I am going to put the National Guard, I'm going to take an army division, and I'm going to shut the border down. He won't do that because he doesn't care. He would just as soon cede, and that's C-E-D-E, the Southwest and Southern California to the Mexican government. He would just say, here, if it gets me reelected, then I can really get into what I really want to do is completely decimate the military, take people's weapons away from them, and the rest of the things that Obama wants to get into. Why didn't he do this last year? If he really thought this had to be done, why didn't he do it the year that the Congress, that he had the Democrats in Congress? He could have even pushed it further. The reason is because he panders. He panders to the Hispanic vote. He panders to people that are here illegally. And guess what? The state of California doing the same thing. My question when we get in with Brian is that, or Sheriff Basenko, is what happens when we pick up somebody here illegally? Are they still coming to pick them up? And that's the question I have. The other thing, what other things? Stockton, Chapter 9, the largest city in the nation. Tell me that Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti isn't happy that he's up here right now. And then there was a internet streaming Now, Bad Bob, you took a look at this. You know, the thing about internet streaming for, you know, on our supervisors, you know, to say, why can't we just record them and put them on a website and let people take a look at it? I mean, they're saying $3,000 a month.
Yeah, I think they're trying to do real-time streaming, which for the price seemed to be a little excessive based on the research I've done.
Oh, my gosh.
It talks about putting in, like, I think, some fresh infrastructure and a very robust connection. Our streaming efforts, even though we had to put up with, you know, ad-free streaming is fairly expensive.
Okay, but here's the other thing, too, is why can't you just put it on a website, record it, put it on a website, let people just download it? And let people, I mean, can't they do that?
They could if they chose to do so.
And it wouldn't cost any, huh? Hardly any. All right, we'll be right back. Brian Popkes, who is the assistant district attorney for Shasta County, will be our guest for the next hour. Carlin and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. This isn't good for the 32,000 people forced from their homes by flames around Colorado Springs.
We expect further trouble from the weather today.
Wildfire Incident Commander Rich Harvey.
We continue to be at 5% containment.
The fire's 24 square miles. It's burned down an unknown number of homes. Other Colorado fires have torched nearly 300. A Utah wildfire killed a woman, destroying 24 houses. Too much rain has parts of Florida under too much water. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami.
Now, Dave, the rain is slowing down a bit in western Florida. Now it's just feet-high floods inviting wildlife to swim close to people's now underwater homes.
Including alligators or leeches or snakes. Well, I've seen snakes.
But for those closer to the state's Atlantic coast, it's not over just yet. Richard Knabb is the director of the National Hurricane Center.
A lot of the weather is starting to move off of Florida, but there are still rain scattered bands through the peninsula of Florida, and so we expect another 4 to 8 inches.
After moving into the Atlantic, Debbie will re-strengthen, but is not expected to affect land, Dave.
Evan, at this time tomorrow, we'll know if health care reform is unconstitutional, a Supreme Court ruling Republicans and Democrats can hardly wait for. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Should the Supreme Court give the green light to any or all of the Affordable Care Act? House Speaker John Boehner says it won't change Republicans' approach.
If the court does not strike down the entire law, the House will move to repeal what's left of it.
In California, Democrat Javier Becerra warning the court's ruling will send a signal.
We'll find out this week if the Supreme Court is listening to the American people and following the U.S. Constitution.
And top Democrats concede the individual mandate requiring Americans to purchase health insurance is critical to the reform package. Dave.
Jared, both President Obama and Mitt Romney will campaign in Washington, D.C. today. The president will next week do a two-day bus tour across Ohio and Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, the Dow up 88 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
A Houston woman has been indicted on a capital murder charge for killing a mother back in April and then snatching her newborn son. Prosecutors are not saying yet if they'll seek the death penalty. A Texas jury will soon deliberate an accused Saudi terrorist's fate. Closing arguments at that trial this morning.
If convicted of trying to use a weapon of mass destruction, 22-year-old Khalid Al-Dasari could face up to life in prison. Prosecutors say before his arrest last year, he was planning to attack targets including former President George W. Bush's home in Dallas. They took 3 days to make their case, including a recording of Al-Dasari saying he'd get maximum satisfaction and would be smiling after carrying out a terror attack in the United States. Defense attorneys say the Saudi man never made a bomb, and they rested without calling any witnesses. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Sentencing is this afternoon in a neighborhood watch case, not the shooting in Florida, but a beating in Baltimore. Eliyahu Wertesheim is convicted of attacking a black teenager, shouting, "You don't belong here," as he patrolled for his Orthodox Jewish neighborhood watch group. He could get 10 years in prison, but prosecutors are recommending a suspended sentence. Ever struggled trying to diet? New research could help answer why.
There is increasing evidence that the body treats calories differently, so losing weight may depend on where those calories come from. The latest study in the Journal of the American Medical Association examined three diets. Each had the same number of calories, but the fat, protein, and carb content varied. Those diets were low-fat, low-carb, and the last, low-glycemic, was found to be the best. That diet is similar to the Mediterranean diet, made up of vegetables, fruits, beans, healthy fats, and mostly healthy grains. It was found to yield better cholesterol and lower risk of heart disease and diabetes. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
Customs and Border agents are searching a ship docked in Newark, New Jersey. The Coast Guard suspects there are stowaways hiding inside a container. Its last port was Egypt. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindabot. Linda's on assignment today. She'll be back tomorrow morning. 8:05 on June the 27th. We have lost June. This a week from today is the 4th of July. I hope everybody's looking forward to that. And remembering that our day of independence and what it costs for us to get to here right now. And we're going to be discussing that here over the next hour with our guest. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com for our chat pack. And there's so many in there. And the last time I looked at it, they were in a slight disagreement, but I can't believe that. And we have Fargy and John and Indie Guy and all types of people jumping in there. And of course, Bad Bob with the weather.
And good morning, Carl. It looks like we're going to have a sunny day, a high in the lower 90s. Mostly clear tonight, low somewhere in the vicinity of 60 degrees and continued warm tomorrow and a high near 90. Right now in Reading, we are looking at just about 63 degrees in the weather report, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short ride up out of Palo Cedro, 9 miles before Shingletown. Great food, great ambiance, music, pizza on Thursdays, but just outstanding food and service. Give them a call at 474-5546 for reservations. They have music, of course, over the weekend. So give them a call. It's going to be a lot cooler up there than it is down here in the valley. Okay, we're going to go, before we get to our guests, we're going to go straight to our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 86 points at 12,620. The S&P 500 is positive 10 at 1330, and the NASDAQ is positive 23 at 2877. Active stocks this morning include Sprint Nextel down 3 cents at $3.10, and J.P. Morgan Chase up 49 cents at 3620. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 5 cents at $8.98, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 49 cents at $44.94. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.63%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 84 cents at $80.20. Gold is down $2.50 at $15.72.40, and silver is down 20 cents at $26.89. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, thank you so much, Kathy Lathrop Cummings from our Wells Fargo Advisors. They're on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning, giving us the latest in what's happening and on the market minute. They're down at Park Marina Drive. Head on down and see Kathy and Josh, Susan, and Chris. They're going to give you the right scoop and the best scoop about how to invest your money. They've been following this. You know, everything they've said to us has been right on. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Brian Popkes, who is the Chief Deputy District Attorney for Shasta County, has joined us. He's sitting here, and he's ready to go. If you have questions for our Chief District Attorney or Chief Deputy of the District Attorney, make sure you have them. Come in the chat room or give us a call at 605-4567. We'll be right back.
Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets
get smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see, so what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reddy and Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reddy and Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Reddy and Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readyandharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reddy and Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
I'm attorney Lucky Jastrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy changing, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jastrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jastrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bodd. Linda's on assignment. I'll be back tomorrow morning if everybody goes, where's Linda? 8:12 in the morning, June the 27th. Bad Bob's here, though. 530-605. Say hello, Bad Bob. Fake it.
Yes, good morning.
Okay.
Just call me Chop Liver Boy.
Hey, Chop. You know what? How do you think I feel when they come in and go, and they sit right there and go, where's Linda? You know, and then they talk about it for five. In fact, Brian asked me, he says, where's Linda? He walks in today. Our guest, Brian Popkes, who is the chief deputy district attorney.
Good morning, Carl.
For Shasta County. And we appreciate you coming. Is this the first time you come
It on, is Brian? My first time. So go easy on me, Carl. Go easy.
Well, are you elected?
No, sir.
Okay, then you've got it right. All now. Right. You almost have a free ride. We'll find out. Brian, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Carl, I grew up in Sacramento, did my schooling there, graduated from California State University of Sacramento. I got my bachelor's degree at CSUS, finished law school in 1997, also in Sacramento at McGeorge.
Let me break in here. Why did you decide to go to law school?
Because I enjoyed the law courses that I had in college. I had the fortunate experience to have some outstanding professors at CSUS in constitutional law and other law-related courses, and they encouraged me to go on to law school. It's something I enjoyed, and so I thought it's something I could excel at. And I applied some law schools in the West Coast and was accepted at McGeorge and offered some scholarship money to attend locally in the area where I grew up. So it was a great opportunity for me, and I jumped on it, and I'm glad I did.
Okay. I just always like to ask. I asked my sister why she became a lawyer. So many years ago, she said it was a chance to abuse men in divorce court. I'm not exactly sure that what she meant by that. So you got your law degree.
Yes, sir.
Then what happened?
Well, while I was in law school, I had the opportunity to do some internships, and I worked at the district attorney's office in Sacramento and really enjoyed going to court, enjoyed the process, enjoyed the stories, and I knew what I wanted to do when I finished law school. Started my career at the Orange County district attorney's office in 1997. Worked there for about a year, returned to Sacramento and the district attorney's office as a deputy DA the following year, and got married to my lovely wife, Terry. And after she finished law school, 2 years later, we decided we wanted to move somewhere further out in the country, somewhere we could have a little bit of property and breathe the fresh air. And so we applied at some more of the rural DA's offices around the state, and we're both fortunate enough to land in Shasta County when McGregor Scott was the district attorney. And he took us both on as a married couple and gave us both jobs as deputy DAs. And in the year 2000, we made our home here and have been here ever since. Since I've been in Shasta County, I've worked as a district attorney, and I've also been in private practice. So I've been on both sides of the table at one time or another and have had that experience of seeing the system from both sides.
So after you came out of private practice, and obviously you came back into the district attorney fold, have you been a public defender at any time?
No, I was never a county public defender. I was in private practice as a defense attorney.
Okay, and how do you like that? How do you like the public? The defense attorney. You like that?
Well,
are you more of a prosecutor kind of guy?
Look, I enjoy being a prosecutor. I enjoy being in court, trying cases. And the great thing about being a DA is you get to wear the white hat. It's your job to do the right thing every day. And there's really nothing more satisfying than, you know, standing on that side of the table and
putting bad guys away.
A good outcome and putting bad guys away. There is honor and satisfaction in doing defense work as well. Sometimes people need help in difficult circumstances, and you can give them not only legal advice but guidance in their lives. You're not only an attorney, but you're a counselor at law. And I took that to heart, and sometimes you can change the direction of people's lives, both legally and in their personal lives.
There's a legal opinion. And then there's a right. And then there's, what is it that there's laws and then there's the right thing to do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does that interfere with what you're doing? I mean, yeah, I know that this is what it says, but this is really maybe not the right thing to do with this person, kind of thing?
Prosecutors do have discretion, and we make judgment calls every day in this job about not only whether or not there's been a law violation, but what to do about it and what is the just outcome. So that is something we consider. We don't get to just pick and choose laws we like and laws we don't like. Our job is to enforce the law, but we do have discretion insofar as how we do it and what we think a just outcome is in a particular circumstance. We also have and are mindful of our obligation to use our limited resources in a smart way because we don't have all the money and all the lawyers and all the courtrooms that we'd like to have and probably could use to prosecute all the crimes that occur in Shasta County.
Well, we had an incident a few years ago with a young Marine that had post-traumatic stress, and he had done something really stupid. And the court worked with everybody to get him into a treatment center. And then it was up to him after that, because if he got in trouble again, guess what? Probation, you're going to jail. And it worked. At least I'm pretty sure it worked, so that he was able to get into a VA center for a period of time as a inpatient, and then I guess would wipe his. It wasn't something serious. I mean, it wasn't serious like, he'd stab somebody or beat somebody or something like that. But it was he was working his way down the road, and had gotten himself arrested. So I was really thankful to see is that the district attorney worked in the way to help this young man get past these problems.
Well, and, you know, it happens probably more often than people might think. I mean, one of the things you look at is not only the crime that was committed, but you look at the offender's background, their prospects, and, you know, part of our obligation here is not only to punish the offender, but do what we can to hopefully prevent them from committing crimes down the road. I know that you're here. You have me here today to talk in part about realignment, and that's part of the goal of the criminal justice realignment laws that they've given us here since October 1st.
Well, yeah, and we're going to take a break here, but one of the things that I'd like to do, too, is find out. I mean, you're the chief deputy to the district attorney. You swing a big bat there, and getting to know how you feel about things is really important too. It's, you know, that, you know, you want to do the right thing for people, yet at the same time we need to keep our streets safe,
right?
And there's a balance there, and understand that we don't have the money and the resources we used to have, so it's I think it's good for the public to get to know who you guys are.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. What was that? What was that, Bob? What did you just do?
I was starting some bump music.
Okay, we'll start the bump music. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness, and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to adamsonspeakperformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda will be back tomorrow for those who just only tune in to see her. I mean, listen to her and her giggles and all those kind of things. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster, can do a guarantee that other shops can't. If it's a small ding in your windshield or cracks up to 24 inches, Jeff Wurst can fix them. A veteran, a local guy that does a lot of good work for our community. He's located at 3280 Market Street in Reading. Give him a call at 241-8373. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, our guest this morning is Brian Popkeys, who is the Chief Deputy District Attorney for Shasta County. Now we're going to get into it. All right. Let's talk realignment, Brian.
Okay. What can I answer?
Well, I tell you what. You know, we are getting to many people, it appears that the crime rate's rising, and especially to the police chief, who says it is. We're seeing more violent crimes. We're seeing, front page of the paper today, an 18-year-old girl who was accosted a quarter mile from the Sundial Bridge had to have a C-section for her baby. You know, everybody's fine, by the way, with that. We're seeing people on our streets that you haven't seen before, and it seems like there's a catch-and-release policy. We catch them, they get to the jail, we don't have enough room, and they're out again. What's the district attorney's? What do you all think about this, and what is there anything you can do about it, or am I exaggerating what's going on?
Well, I think there's no short answer for that question. So what I'd like to do first is just talk a little bit about what realignment is and what it isn't and what it has done. It had effects primarily in two areas, one being what happens to offenders after they're released from prison. And it used to be that when offenders came out of a state prison, they were all the responsibility of the Department of Corrections, and they were supervised by parole agents. That is no longer the case after October 1st of 2011. The only inmates being released from prison who are still the responsibility of parole are those whose offense was considered a serious or violent felony, those who are considered high-risk sex offenders, or those who are mentally disordered offenders. All other inmates, once released from prison at the conclusion of their term, are now the responsibility of the county. The fact is that in the past, when parolees got out, and if they weren't toeing the line and complying with the conditions of their parole, they went back to prison. And that's no longer the case. The fact of the matter is now even those who are still the responsibility of the parole division, when they violate the terms of their parole, cannot be returned to state prison under the terms of realignment.
As long as they're a non-non-non, right?
It doesn't matter whether they're a non-non-non.
So somebody could be a sex offender. And they violate their probation.
Parole.
I'm sorry, their parole.
Parole. Right.
And what happens then?
They can be incarcerated in the county jail for up to 180 days. And they get day-for-day good time credits, which means
90 days
actual time.
So a sex offender can – now, is it – when we say violate – does that mean like having a beer or smoking dope, or does that mean fondling a child?
No, obviously, if you had a situation where an individual fondles a child, they've committed a new crime.
Okay, new crime.
And we can prosecute them for that new crime, and that can carry with it a prison term or a lengthy county jail term. But the fact of the matter is a lot of these folks, they commit maybe low-level technical violations that in the past – where you're talking about a registered sex offender, would land them back in state prison for up to a year. For example, having contact with minors. That was one of the most serious violations that a parolee sex offender could have on their record as a parolee, and they could go back to prison for up to a year for that. Now they can only be sent to the county jail, and it's only for 180 days.
90 days.
90 actual, yeah, with good time credit.
So then they can do the biggest offense that they used to send them back for a year is having contact with children of a sex offender, a pedophile, and they're only going to do 90 days.
With good time credits, it'd be
right.
A 90-day return to custody, and that's in the county jail. Now, the fact of the matter is we're locking them up in the county jail because that's the option that we have. But that's bed space that we no longer have available in the county jail for local sentences, local offenders. And then there's that whole other population of folks that used to be supervised by parole, and they're now being supervised by our local county probation department.
We got 2 minutes left, too. That's why the two fingers here.
And that population we call PRCS, post-release community supervision. It's just like parole, except it's monitored by the county. Those folks also have terms and conditions. Those folks are also to be supervised and provided programming. But if they violate, just the same as the parolees can't go back to prison, PRCS violators also cannot be returned to prison unless they commit a new crime.
We've heard things like they've come bring back in their ankle bracelets or whatever thing, their GPS things, and they bring them back and drop them in because, really, what are you going to do? Because if they're on a minor offense that they know nothing's going to happen to them. I'm hearing this from, we've had a probation officer call us and said he can't sleep at night because of the people they've had to turn loose.
Well, look, on a day-to-day basis, the sheriff's department has to make difficult decisions about who they keep in the jail.
Don't take this as a blame thing.
No, I understand.
I'm just taking this as this is what's going on in our community, and you and Steve are right at the top of the food chain of putting these people away.
Right.
Unfortunately, in our food chain, there's no place to put them.
There's a reality that we have overcrowding in the jail, and that's something we have to deal with. And Carl, I haven't even gotten to the second part of the impact.
Well, we're going to have to wait. Yeah, we're going to have to wait till after the break on that one. Bad enough as it is.
Anecdotally, you're going to hear some stories that make your eyes roll back in your head because of the lack of jail space that we have. But we still have the option of locking people up. The problem is we can only do it locally, and we can only do it for up to 180 days.
I thought that – can they be sentenced – and this probably for the next hour or the next 30 minutes is we can sentence them up to six years here in the jail, though, can't we?
Even beyond 6 years, on new crimes.
On new crimes,
And let's talk about that in the next
segment. Okay, we'll do that. Okay, Brian Popkes, who is the chief deputy of district attorney for Shasta County. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Crews are trying to hold the line on the wildfire burning toward Colorado Springs, the fire that doubled in size overnight.
We expect further trouble from the weather today. Not so much in terms of sustained winds from one direction, but we expect the development of thunderstorms over the fire this afternoon.
Commander Rich Harvey says the fire is only 5% contained. Residents have been ordered out of more than 30,000 homes. Two Democrats say they will join House Republicans tomorrow to vote to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress, John Barrow of Georgia, and Jim Matheson of Utah. Holder is under pressure from Republicans to produce more documents in the investigation of the Fast and Furious gun running program, documents the White House is protecting through an executive privilege declaration. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 68 points. Fox News. We report, you decide.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still, the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We align the front wheels to factory specifications and then check the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is inviting you to the first annual Summer Barbecue Garden Party, Friday, June 29th at the Turtle Bay Gardens. Enjoy an amazing barbecue from the San Francisco Deli, music by Music in Motion, and an opportunity to honor nonprofits, with one lucky recipient being named Nonprofit of the Year. Special thanks to PG&E, Wind River Casino, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and the Redding Bank of Commerce. Tickets are just $30 at the Chamber of Commerce. Get yours today for the best summer party of the year, June 29th at the Turtle Bay Gardens.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment. She'll be back tomorrow morning, 8:35 in the morning, June the 27th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. They shave around your neck and your ears. Where's the last time that you've had that happen? And it's a great price. And I'm telling you, they give discounts for veterans and seniors, and it's man's last stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is the Chief Deputy District Attorney for Shasta County, Brian Popke. And welcome back, Brian.
Thank you, Carl.
And we've got, let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Brian. My question to you, well, first of all, I want to know what happened to Three Strikes. Second thing is that I am thinking that the voters of California are going to come up with another legislation or some other type of legislation that is going to, and I don't really know what the language is going to be, but it's got to be something that's going to turn whatever is going on around. I know that we have to now, when parolees are picked up, they have to go through the entire system again. And I don't think people really understand that, that they actually have to be tried and convicted. And with plea bargaining, that's not going to happen. But the taxpayers are going to be paying huge dollars, not only to defend some of these criminals, but to the burden on the taxpayer is just going to be immense at a time where we really don't have the funds to do that. And I just am mystified that the system has come to this, that we're allowing these parolees and offenders to be on the street, and there's no deterrent. But it's going to cost us thousands of dollars to defend them in court. And I'd like to hear what you have to say about the three strikes and what can we do to change this? What can we do to bring about some
take
awareness?
Our city back.
I just am mystified.
Okay, Ruth, thanks a lot.
All right, hi. Let me take your first question first, and that is with regard to the three strikes law. We still have the three strikes law in California, and it is an important exception to a lot of what we've been talking about. And what I mean by that is the other part of realignment basically changed our ability to sentence inmates to state prison for a whole host of felony crimes that used to be prison eligible. And these are crimes that the legislature has determined are what they consider low-level felonies, that is, auto thefts, forgeries, identity thefts, writing bad checks, drug possession, drug sales, commercial burglaries. But for those who have a prior strike conviction in their record, a prior serious or violent felony, or those who commit a new serious or violent felony, what lawyers call a strike offense, they are still eligible for prison terms. We can and do and are still sending bad guys to state prison, but it's that sex offender strike population that is still eligible to land in the hoosegow.
I think Ruth took her Took your answer on the air. Yeah. Well, Brian, okay, so there's a lot of new laws that used to put people in prison isn't anymore. And there used to be like a bus leaving every other day to take them back to prison because of they'd violated their parole. And now what's happening, it appears, is that that they're coming in, they're being arrested, and because it falls into one of these, that they just turn around and come back out again. That what does that do for the morale of the district attorney? I know what it's doing. I mean, for the morale for the police and the sheriffs.
Well, I can tell you, we got a lot of dedicated prosecutors in the office, investigator support staff. It's frustrating for everybody. We all live in this community as well as work here, and we all want a safe Shasta County. So we're mindful of what's going on every day. We understand that the jail has limited space, and that's just a reality. The sheriff makes tough choices every day about who to keep in the jail. Primarily, they're holding on to the most serious, most violent offenders in the jail. And so when you're talking about some of these, what the legislature considers low-level felonies, you're talking about primarily theft crimes and drug crimes. And that's where you're seeing a lot of folks getting arrested, getting released from the jail because of overcrowding, and then committing new offenses. We did run some numbers just to compare the first 6 months of 2012 with the first 6 months of 2011, just to see where we're at now and where we were at a year ago before realignment took effect. And what we have noticed is a significant increase in property crimes. And I think that's consistent with what the chief of police
Rob Bloody said. That's like 50% since the beginning of the year. Yeah.
And we're seeing the same thing in the district attorney's office. 20% increase in burglary cases, 44% increase in vandalism, 63% increase in felony failures to appear, 52% increase in felonies committed while the offender was already out on bail or OR.
What was that last one?
These are cases where the defendant has previously been charged and released on a felony case and then commits a new crime, and that's up by 52%. But it appears from our numbers that the new crimes being committed are primarily property crimes and drug offenses. We also looked at some of the most common violent offenses like robberies, assaults, and domestic violence, and those numbers are flat. We're not seeing a corresponding increase in the numbers, overall numbers of the violent crimes, but we are seeing a significant increase in the number of property crimes and drug offenses.
Which lead to other things. Nice. I mean, property crimes. A property crime could lead into an assault.
Oh, sure.
If somebody's caught at it.
Sure.
And those kind of things. Okay, we've got to take a break. Our guest is Brian Popkeys, who is the Chief Deputy District Attorney for Shasta County. We're going to come back and talk about the amount the people we see on the street and is there anything we can do about that as a community or as a law enforcement agencies? We'll be right back.
Legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit? Wouldn't it be great if there was a custom fitting room where you could design your very own swimsuit and pick out your own material? Somewhere that would make a bathing suit that is 100% yours? Wild Iris Custom Swimwear is just that place. No matter your style or body type, Wild Iris, where you can let your imagination begin. 3609 Bocelli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience. Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
Hi, this is Bob with Flu Season Chimney Sweep. Do you prefer hiring experts but still need to watch your money? Call Flu Season and ask about our off-season rates and guaranteed no price increase for up to 3 years. We are certified technicians servicing wood, gas, and pellet-burning heating appliances, dryer vents, and we service, repair, and install evaporative coolers. Our experience is tested. Why settle for less? Call Flu Season today, the Chimney Professionals. Free advice at 221-3331. 221-3331.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:45 in the morning, June the 27th. 61 degrees, going up to 90-something today, 93. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com in the chat room. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. They're serving Redding and the surrounding areas. Hey, they're getting ready for a big sale. It's coming up, 4th of July. They always have it, and they've got a car, truck, or SUV to fit every need you could possibly have. You want a new one? They've got them. You want a previously owned one? They've got them. Not only do they take great pride in the deals they make with their neighbors, because this is a local business, is that they take a huge amount of pride in how they take care of the vehicles and their maintenance programs. That's Redding Crown Motors. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. Redding Crown Motors, local businesses giving you great deals. Our guest, Brian Popkes, and is here. He's the Chief Deputy District Attorney for Shasta County. We've been talking about realignment and the problems with that. When you 95% of the cases, you said, that comes in front of y'all is a plea bargain. Is that correct?
Well, that's an approximate figure. I can tell you, Carl, last year our office filed and prosecuted about 8,500 cases, felony and misdemeanor. And in each and every one of those cases, the defendant has the right to have a jury trial. We still have a constitution, and we all believe in it and support the right to have a jury trial. But the fact of the matter is we can't try 8,500 cases. We don't have enough lawyers. We don't have enough courtrooms, and it wouldn't make sense. Wouldn't be a good use of our resources. One of the things that we try to do as prosecutors is make good decisions about what cases we need to try, what cases we can resolve in a reasonable way, so that we can protect the community and we can focus our resources on the bad guys that need to get hammered.
So if you do 95% of your cases are, and this isn't a gotcha, okay?
I understand.
But 95% of your cases that you plead out, is that considered a victory?
Well, what we consider a victory is when we get a just outcome.
Right.
When we hold the defendant accountable and we get a just outcome, whatever that is in the particular circumstances.
Uh-huh.
For some offenders, it may be informal probation and a fine, depending on, you know, how serious the crime is. Or for more serious cases, it might be felony probation and a little bit of jail time. And for the real bad guys that are committing serious crimes and are a real danger, that are hurting people and breaking into homes, we want to get those folks off to state prison. So the just outcome will depend on the facts of the case.
Okay. But, you know, because one in the last election for district attorney, they said, oh, you know, we've got, you know, you've only got a 88%
conviction rate,
and 95% of the people already pled out. So how do you get 88%? You know, it goes on like that. How about the cases we take to court? What's the percentage that we win in there?
I don't have the numbers in front of me because you didn't ask me to bring them today, but I could tell you that it was probably about...
Things pop into my head.
No, I understand. That's fair. Yeah. I would say we're probably winning about 85% of cases that go to trial.
Okay.
You know, the fact of the matter is if DAs aren't losing cases from time to time, they're not trying hard cases. Sometimes we're going to put our best foot forward and the jury's just not going to see it the same way we do. That's the system we have. We respect the system. We respect the juries. We got a lot of good...
Well, that's why we have that. That's right. Why we have that. That system is that, you know, it's maybe sometimes we're wrong.
Well, and the fact of the matter is, you know, that's our job. And so, you know, when we try a case and it doesn't go the way we hope, we learn from it, we move on, and it's always with the goal in mind of doing the right thing and keeping the community safe.
Okay, y'all really don't have anything. Y'all are just enforcing the laws and this. I'm start talking about all these phone calls are getting from people of the, you know, these homeless camps and all this, that, but that's, as we talked about earlier, is a city, more of a city ordinance or a county ordinance thing that, people can stay in, it seems like, camp anywhere they want to and on people's property. Do people have any type of, they have any thing they can do about it?
Sure. Trespassing is still a crime. So if somebody's trespassing on private property, I encourage folks to pick up the phone and make a report. And, you know, we don't have all the law enforcement officers on the street that we'd like to for a whole lot of reasons, but they will respond. They may not respond as quickly as you like, but they will respond. And sometimes it's those contacts, those simple stop and frisk, misdemeanor type contacts that can lead us to even more significant cases. They might contact an individual on a simple trespassing call that has stolen property in a backpack, and that might lead us to solve a residential burglary that's gone unsolved for 2 or 3 months or 2 or 3 years. And we can hold people accountable by having folks get on the phone and make reports to law enforcement.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here before we get into our last segment. Our guest, Brian Popke, who is the Chief Deputy District Attorney for Shasta County. I keep wanting to say assistant for some reason, because once it's in my head, it takes forever to get out. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and desserts. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California, so pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This $10,000 high-stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at winrivercasino.com. Prize pool based on participants. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Crezon's Mattress Gallery in Redding carries the only true gel sleep systems, the OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. These are true cells, not the shredded foam you find in other gel mattresses. The OrthoGel sleep system conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable in summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Crezon's provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Right now, Crezon's has 25%
20% off new fully warranted Ortho Gel mattresses during their factory-authorized gel sleep system sale. Limited to stock on hand, Creason's Mattress Gallery, your exclusive store for Ortho Gel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock, plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, or free bed frame, and we always haul away your old bedding. Locally owned Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Tonight and every night, get the best night's sleep you've ever had with your new Ortho Gel mattress from Creason's.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, unmotivated and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to help boost testosterone and maintain healthy, normal levels. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-716-2908. 1-800-716-2908. 1-800-716-2908.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:55 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. Established in 1977, and Ernie and Jessica, who are the son and daughter-in-law of the original owners, are still in there every day making sure that you get the best deals and your bikes are maintained to the most highest qualities. And Redding Harley-Davidson carries a full range of accessories, clothing, you name it, they've got it, and one of the best maintenance facilities, of course, in the North State. You sell your bike, trade it in. Financing's available there. They're at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Just remember, Redding Harley Davidson, experience the ride, live the dream. And if you haven't, do you have a motorcycle?
Problem? I do not. My wife wouldn't let me.
Oh, okay. She would yell at you. Okay. I do. I ride. I ride. And Linda likes. I tell you, you put your leg over a Harley and you crank it up. And it's, you know, the good thing about it is that the Redding Police Chief Rob Paletti and the Shasta County Sheriff Tom Pasinko both ride Harleys. So it's kind of nice to have that in the family out there as you're going by with loud pipes, knowing that they're not as loud as the sheriffs. Okay, Brian. We've talked about realignment. We've talked about how the differences in the, you know, who can be sent to jail. We've talked about we just have no room in the jail, that we keep turning people around. That and we had a question about what can we do about it, and we talked a little bit about it during the break. What do you see as the future here?
Well, Carl, you know, this realignment process was kind of thrust upon the counties by the legislature and by the governor in October of last year. And obviously they had to respond to federal court orders that required them to reduce the prison population, and that was the reality that they had to handle. But the fact of the matter is that unless and until we have more jail beds, this is the reality. So one option is that we look towards and dedicate resources towards adding jail space in Shasta County. Alternatively, since the legislature has put this ball in our court, so to speak, the option for the community and for the voters is to go by the initiative process to change the law. And so, you know, I know in the past been initiatives, for example, that expanded the scope of the three strikes law and added the list of offenses that were qualified for punishment under the three strikes law. And I imagine down the road we could see initiatives that expand the list of prison eligible offenses even after realignment.
Under realignment, we're supposed to be sending people to schools. We're supposed to be having places for them to sleep. We don't have any of that stuff.
Well, we do. There are local programs that are being used by the probation department, who's got the responsibility of supervising a lot of these folks. Now, you know, there was a lot for them to accomplish in a short period of time. And I know that they're still making efforts to get programs in place. What they've tried to do is focus the programs that they have and the resources they've got on those who are at the highest risk to reoffend. They're trying to get the most bang for their buck. But that does include things like drug treatment, anger management, parenting classes, assistance with housing or employment. And the idea is, and what realignment requires the counties to do, is to try to use rehabilitative services. So for these folks who are not incarcerated, hopefully you can change their behaviors and we don't have to send them to prison in the future.
So how's that working for us?
Well, you know, in the short term, it's not working great.
We're not going to know for years,
you know,
are we?
I don't think that there is a quick turnaround, and there's a quick way to know how well that's going to be working for us and how effective it's.
Well, you know what we thought in the military when we go into a country is that we got to get the kids. It's going to take an entire generation for this to go away.
Right.
If you can, you know, if you can get the kids and educate them, and We need to do that. We need to have, I would like to see us spend our resources on the children and try and save them from this, and just suffer through a whole generation of the jerks if we could save the kids. One last question here before we leave, and we really appreciate you coming in on this. There's no way to protest this, really. And what would it take? Like, you know, 5,000 signatures, 100,000 signatures to say, hey, this is really not working for us. We're going to need some more. We're going to need some help down here. I mean, or is it just, you just think it's just, this is what it is and this is the way it's going to be?
Well, the county is working with the resources we've got to institute additional programs. And so I'm hopeful that that's going to show some real effect in the crime rates as we go forward. Hopefully we are going to get some money for jail bed space down the road. In the meantime, I encourage people to pick up the phone, call the police when you've been victimized, make a report. We can make cases, and we will prosecute bad guys, but we have to have a report from law enforcement.
To do that.
To do that.
Brian Popkes, who is the Chief Deputy District Attorney for Shasta County, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks,
I hope
me.
It won't be the last time.
I appreciate it.
Okay, tomorrow we've got Greg Beal, who is going to be the head of the Shasta County Democratic Party. I can't wait till tomorrow. Maybe we can discuss Obamacare. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. It may be unstoppable, the contempt vote against the U.S. Attorney General in the full U.S. House set for tomorrow. Talks aimed at avoiding it have failed. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
Without a compromise on the fast and furious gun running case and documents the president says he won't disclose, House Speaker John Boehner says there's no reason not to hold the contempt vote tomorrow.
We're going to proceed. We've given them ample opportunity to comply.
Democratic Representative John Larson says the GOP is fishing for any information it can use against the president.
Americans get it. They see what's going on here, and it's got to stop.
Three Democrats are saying they'll vote with the Republicans to hold the Attorney General in contempt. Lisa?
Steve, thanks. They can't even get close enough to assess damage yet. Near Colorado Springs, as the wildfire that's forced more than 32,000 residents to evacuate rages.
We need to keep in our minds and our hearts all those people who have been impacted by this fire.